Three people ate together and they forgot. And each one bent independently. They lost out their opportunity for Zimun from this meal. Then Yechon was down the mafia. Zimun is prior to benching and afterwards. If two of them bench, Avram Shachar Echad Ben Beirach, Shnayim Yechon Lazam Mashlishi, Avishikar Beirach. Two of them did not get benched, so the majority of the group did not get benched. Then the one who benched already can answer with them. And what does he say? Oh, Shachal Nishaloi, Fem Yitzin Dechoy Vaziman, Ru En Yitzin, Yidei Zimon, Shem Zimon Mafeya. So it's a very big Kiddush. He's not Yitzin, because you have to say this to him beforehand, but he can join them to make it possible for them to be Yitzchak. If one of them already ventured with somebody else, he went and joined another group. This still with a constant we saw before, in the other direction. If the person was already Yitzchak, his Zeman, there's only one Zeman per meal. So once he was Yitzchak, he can't be even start. But if he was not Yitzchak, and he benched already, then he can't be mistaken to two that did not get benched. They have another Eitzah, if somebody left him, if they could find somebody, call on somebody from the street, eat something over here, a little bit, and then he'll be mistaken. Siv Beish, lo yishe sho'och lo v'yotze echavei mashuk. Koyim lois mutim loy, shalois mutzamen, kidei sheichaven, yitztoyes imoen, v'yana, imoen v'yotze imoen. Three people ate, and one of them left. So they should try to notify him that he should be mechav to mistach with them, that he should come back, or at least if he's outside and close enough, they'll stay loud and he'll answer to them. If he can't hear them, it won't help. They just say, oh, we'll have in mind for him. We have to have three people involved in the zimut. So Reuben's an interesting thing that if he is together with them, and for some reason he doesn't want to answer, they can still make a zimut against his will. And then they let Yoitzim, Yechavasim, Avishenia, Bob Yeshivim, even if he doesn't want to sit with them, he just hears them from the outside. Then the year, that's good. As the Rebbe says, we're talking about that he's near the entrance of the room, not so far away from them. For some of the 10 people left, you don't have a full minion now. To say the name of Hashem, it's not covered, because the Rebbe would have some of the 10 people outside. They all have to be sitting down together. If you have three people in at a bench and none of them knows the whole Birchus Hamozen by heart, each one knows another bracha, then everyone should make his bracha and mecham to be made to the other one. Nobody knows the fourth bracha, it's Nama Akiv, because that's the bracha of the Rabbonim, Birchus Hatoivim Mekiv. It's mashma from here that all the other three, that if you can't say all three of them, then the brachas and lafis one another. So if you know just the first bracha, according to this, you wouldn't say it. So we'll bring it to some say that even though I'm in a Torah, you're supposed to say all three of them, but if you can only say one of them, then you should say what you know. And therefore he says if you ate the shear of sevi, an amount that you satiate from, which is a chiv d'oraisa, you don't have to make all the brachas, you should make the bracha that you do know. But it says, "Aval lechatzoy meim levorach im echad im yodea ki im chatzik bracha shem bracha achim tzelechet mishnayim." If one knows half a bracha, another one knows a half a bracha, so you can't have one person be moitzer one for half a bracha, another one for half a bracha. So you have to find some way that one person will be moitzer the other ones with the full bracha. Teach them the half or write it down. Find some other way.